Yo, what's up? You are now listening to Awkward Individuals, the most awkward podcast on the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, aka, what should I be? I don't want to be the gamer anymore.
The lover. That's all I got.
I'm not really a lover, though. You know, I'm more of a fighter.
Blessing,
aka the lover. And joining me, we have Huey.
Huey, yeah.
Aka what?
The fighter.
The lover and the fighter.
The lover and fighter.
Or no, the fighter and the fighter. Wait, what did I just call myself?
You called yourself the lover.
Okay, so yeah, we're the lover and the fighter. Oh. We should just rename this podcast The Lover and the Fighter.
The Lover and the Fighter.
Let's do it. Let's copy. There's probably 5 million podcasts already named The Lover and the Fighter, including ours. Now it's including ours. What's up, Huey? How are you?
Feeling a little bit, like, bad. You know, I kind of, like, I went too hard on the General Chicken tonight.
There's no such thing as going too hard on the General's Chicken.
I always like bash on General Chicken how it's not authentic Chinese food and how like I'm like authentic and like people should eat like real Chinese food and that like General Chicken is like it's an abomination, you know. So,
but here's the thing about General's Chicken being an abomination, is that it's not a Chinese thing, right?
Yeah.
General's Chicken is from Obama's nation. So it's not an abomination. It was born in Obama. I'm a genius for that.
No, but
it's another one. I'm sorry. It's another one dropping bombs. I'm going to edit a bomb sound effect. Go ahead.
That's why, like, I haven't ate, like, General Chicken in, like, a year. But, like, what got me to eat this was, like, I watched a documentary on Netflix. It's called, like, The Search of General Tao's Chicken, whatever. Mm-hmm. I forgot the title, but it's on Netflix. Just search, like, General, it'll come up. Like General Tao's chicken. But like they did a finding on how it came up, how like General Tao's chicken was invented. Mm-hmm. Like who was General Tao? And then like did General Tao really make this chicken? Or did he really like chicken? Or it doesn't have anything to do with him. So guess what they find?
What?
To be continued. Next topic.
Was that the first topic?
Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna make that the first topic. And so we only have two topics left.
No, I'm just joking. I'm gonna tell this. So, it came out actually in the 1980s.
Okay.
It was a guy. He was from Hunan, where General Tao was from. Mm-hmm. But then he went to Taiwan and he made this chicken. He made this chicken. He made just this like sweet and like spicy chicken. Actually, the original General's Chicken it was super spicy because like the people from Hunan, the mainland of China, they love spicy foods. It was super spicy. It wasn't sweet at all. And he named it General Tao's Chicken because General Tao it was like a super like prestigious, super like he never lost one battle.
So he was just a beast.
He was a beast.
Yeah,
you know he was a beast. So he just named it in honor of him. It didn't have anything to do with General Tao. It's just like he just wanted to honor General Tao.
Like, it's kind of like if KFC made it like a new kind of chicken, right? And they made it all sweet and stuff and they called it the Ronda Rousey chicken.
Yeah. Right. Basically it.
Here's the thing about General Tao's chicken is that General Tao's chicken is probably the tastiest thing I've ever had, right? And another thing is that every time I have General Tao's chicken, it gets better every single time. You know, whether or not it's like authentic Chinese, General Tao's chicken has changed my life on multiple occasions. You know, it's turned bad days into good ones. It's turned good days into better days. Shout out to General Tao because General Tao is my homie. Like,
but here's the ironic thing, though. Like, according to the documentary, General Tao was all about preserving Chinese culture.
Oh, so you're saying...
And now he's, like, rolling over in his grave.
Oh, okay, because General Tao's chicken is, like, the most, like, American thing.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to America then, because America is killing it then. If General Tso's chicken is American food, then American food is the best food in the world.
Oh, man. They said that General Tso's chicken is not the most ordered exotic food because of pizza.
Wait, pizza is an exotic food?
Yeah, it's from Italy, right?
Oh, I guess that is. Yeah.
So if you guys are more interested, I'm not going into detail of this because I don't want to like give out any spoilers. But like, if you want to like get more into like the Chinese food, the history of Chinese food, you know how the Chinese was like excluded and all that stuff, blah blah blah. Watch a documentary on Netflix. Just look up like General Tao or like just type in General and then documentary will come up like Tao's like. Discovering General Tao's chicken or whatever.
Yeah, Netflix sponsors. Do you know what would be dope? If they had...
Oh!
Yo, I would sell my soul for that food.
Dude, bleep that part out because that's like a good business deal. Bleep
Dude,
that
we
out.
We should actually keep that.
No, bleep that. We should that. Keep that. Yeah, keep that, but you bleep can, that out, bro.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah, bleep that out. I'm serious. Cut that out. Edit that out.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to edit. I'm writing it down right now. So if you're listening, this is probably your first time listening, even though this is the second episode. Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. We're all individuals, and we're all different. The only thing that we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward. So you can access our podcast via iTunes or via the podcast app on your iPhone. This is episode 2. And so what we do basically here, if this is your first time, is we basically have topics that we talk about, right? 3 or 4 topics. And so we're just going to kick right off. Topic number 1. So over the past week, there has been sort of an uprising, or not, uprising is a bad word. There's been news about this kid, high school kid, this Muslim high school kid, this black Muslim high school kid.
Black Muslim?
Yeah, he's
is
like
black Muslim.
Yeah, he's black. He's a black Muslim. I mean, he looks like he's Middle Eastern, but he's black. He's like Northern African, I want to say, descent. I'm not positive about it. But his name is Ahmed Muhammad, and he was a freshman in high school in Texas, and he brought a clock to school. And I'm gonna read the news story because I don't want to butcher this. You know, I don't want to give out any misinformation. So I'm gonna read this news story from CNN. It says, when Ahmed Muhammad went to his high school in Irving, Texas, Monday, he was so excited. A teenager with dreams of becoming an engineer, he wanted to show his teacher the digital clock he'd made from a pencil case. The 14-year-old's day ended not with praise but punishment after the school called police and he was arrested. In quotes, "I built a clock to impress my teacher, but when I showed it to her, she thought it was a threat to her." Ahmed told reporters on Wednesday. It's not a funny story, but it's funny. "It was really sad that she took the wrong impression of it." Ahmed, talking to the media gathered on his front yard, and appeared to wear the same NASA t-shirt he had on in a picture taken as he was being arrested. In the image, he looked confused and upset. And as he's being led out of his school in handcuffs, and this is the last quotation. Quote, "They arrested me and they told me that I committed a crime of a hoax bomb, a fake bomb." The freshman later explained to WFAA after authorities released him. So basically this Muslim kid went to a school with a clock and was arrested because the teacher thought it was a bomb. What do we think about this?
I think they did that because he was Muslim.
Oh yeah,
I bet you if it was an Asian kid, they if you bought a clock, the teacher was like, "Oh, you're so smart, you built your own clock. Oh, you're so smart. Oh, is your," and they would not think he was a terrorist. Even if the school blew up, they'll be like, "Oh, you're so smart, you're so smart, you're a genius. You made a clock blow up.
Oh, dude,
you're such a genius." Like they probably give them a Nobel Prize for that if he was like Asian or some other race.
Oh yeah,
but like that's racism.
Like the worst. Like it's like the worst thing because this kid, it's not a funny story. But like it's one of those things where it's like, come on America, like this is
come on America.
It's very over the top. It's just something that would happen in an episode of like Family Guy or an episode of South Park because it's so on the nose. It's so on the nose of like this Muslim kid brings a clock.
It's like, is this like an episode of like Key and Peele? Oh, he's black. He has a banana.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it feels like, right? And it's one of those ones where I can't even get mad because. Like, because in the last year, right, there's been a lot of, like, stories about shootings, like, shootings of black people, you know, the death toll of black people raising, police brutality, all that kind of stuff. And so, like, I think I said, like, the other week, I was like, dude, I'm getting scared. Like, somebody else is going to get shot. It's been too long since a shooting. And then this happens, where, like, a kid gets arrested because he brings a clock to school that they think is a bomb because he's Muslim.
To be honest, bro, like, I'm scared. Like, I'm scared, bro. Like, first is black people. Second is Muslims. Like, I think we're next. I think Asian people are next.
Hey, I mean, you might be.
I think we're next. I don't know. Like,
what do you think is going to happen?
I think they're going to, like, give us a death penalty for failing math or something. Like, I don't know. Like he failed math. He's obviously not a real Asian. He's probably like a spy from North Korea.
Imposter. Oh yeah.
Yeah. They're probably like shoot us.
Dude, that's probably what's gonna happen next is they're probably gonna think you're from North Korea.
They're gonna fucking give us like the guns that like what's that the like shooting squad or just like just light us up, man. Like just oh my gosh. I'm scared, bro.
Dude.
I'm scared.
And
Can I spend the night?
I wish. Can we cuddle? I mean, do you really want to spend the night at my house? Do you want to spend the night at the black man's house? Because that's a safe place to be.
I need to make some white friends.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Shout out to the white people.
Shout out to white people.
Because we love you.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm trying to figure out what to learn from this story. And right now, like, the only thing I've learned from the story so far is, like, America can be stupid.
Yeah.
You know? And for a lot of reasons, for a lot of things.
I mean, I'm gonna give the benefit of the doubt to the teacher. Maybe that clock looked like a bomb, kind of looked like a bomb.
And maybe the kid just happened to be Muslim.
Maybe.
Because there's a high percentage of Muslims in this country.
Maybe she didn't know that he was a Muslim.
Okay, his name is Ahmed Muhammad. Right. Man's name is Ahmed Muhammad. You know, it's one of those things where you could try to give the teacher the benefit of the doubt. Like, the only thing is that I know no white kids, yeah. You know, that this has happened to. I know no, like, Asian kids that this has happened to. Or, like, I don't know any other race of people this has happened to except for technically he's black, but, like, the Muslim kid.
I'm not gonna compare, like, this is kind of, like, one of my experiences that I had, but I'm not comparing, it's, like, nothing to his experience. This is just awful.
He's a freshman in high school. Yeah. Also, with glasses on. Just gonna point that out. What terrorist do you know that wears glasses?
I mean, his experience is just awful. Like, I'm not comparing it, like, this is just racism 101. Like, but I remember one time I went to, like, my school's, I went to see a dean, and then I spoke perfect English. I was like, hey, can I sign up to see, like, my dean or my guidance counselor or something like that? Mm-hmm. Guess what that lady at the front desk asked me?
What?
She had the nerve to ask me, oh, are you part of the ESL program? It's like, just because,
that's awesome.
That's like, it's kind of like, it's nothing, it's nothing compared to this, but, like, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, you assume that I'm part of the ESL program just because I'm Asian. Like, just because, like, you wouldn't ask a white person that. You wouldn't ask a black person that.
Definitely.
I speak perfect English, and then you're going to have the nerve to ask me, hey, are you part of the ESL program? Are you freaking kidding me, lady?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
if I was this kid, I'd be furious.
I'd be furious.
If I was this kid's parents, I'd be even more furious.
I'll sue the school, to be honest.
I mean, they might. I mean, the kid's not going back to the school. He's going to a different school. I hope he's going to a private school, and I hope there are private schools out there that are reaching out to this kid and being like, we'll take you in for free. Because, I mean, obviously he's a smart kid.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's part of the engineering program at a school or whatever. He's like, he built a clock. You know, he got a tweet, actually, the same day that this happened. You know, everybody on social media was really furious, which is nice to see. Which should be the reaction.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a tweet from Obama, like, which was Obama saying, like, we need more kids like you, you know, inviting him to the White House. Which is a great thing, which is how we should respond, because we need more kids that want to get into engineering, that want to do more things like this, you know, without the fear of, you know, being noted as a terrorist at school.
Hey, Ahmed, sue your school, get a whole bunch of money, and wake up in your new Bugatti. Next topic.
I like that ending for topic, so we are going to go to the next topic, because that's the perfect way to end that. Our next topic is this. Dreams. Have you ever had any weird dreams?
I just had a weird dream last night, man.
Here's a weird thing is that I feel like a lot of people had weird dreams, like this last night. This is, we're recording this on Saturday, just so people know. And I feel like I woke up this morning from a weird dream also.
Yeah.
And I looked online on Facebook, and it just seemed like people on Facebook posting about their weird dreams. So I think there's something weird that happened last night. Maybe it's because there was a storm. I don't know what it was, but weird dreams happened last night. What was your weird dream?
I had two weird dreams. Like, one of my weird dreams was, I remember, like, vividly, it's about you and one of our mutual friends. Like, she always pressures you into being best friends with her. And it's like, I don't know, man. It's so weird. She's like, oh, blessing, why can't we be best friends? Why can't we be best friends?
And for the record, she's in the next room. She can hear everything we're saying.
Yeah, Lillian, we love you.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No, we don't. But, like, anyways, and then I had a dream about, like, I think it was, like, a long time I haven't seen you guys, and I saw you guys at a restaurant, and you guys were, like, best friends. You were, like, cuddling with each other and, like, giving, like, making up handshakes and stuff, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is, like...
I'm fairly sure she's laughing in the next room right now. I think I heard something.
I was like...
Either that or she's coughing and dying.
She's coughing and dying.
I'm not even...
Well, who cares?
I mean, yeah.
Who cares?
Go ahead.
And I had this other dream about, like, this crush that I have. This girl, you know, and then
it's nice to know that you're 13 years old with a wife.
This crush. Oh yeah, and
over then, here, a grown man having crushes.
Oh, crush. Oh, what? What else did I say? What's the right word for that?
I am interested. In this fine young lady.
Oh, this fine woman that I'm interested in. I had a dream about
her. White lady.
I had a dream that she was on fire, like literally, and I put the fire out with my bare hands, and I was like, if this doesn't get me in there, nothing can. Nothing will get me in there if I can't. And I was like super excited. I was like, oh man, she's gonna ask me out because I just saved her life.
I mean,
save her life.
An obligation.
Yeah.
If somebody saved your life, mm-hmm. right? If a girl that you weren't into saved your life.
I mean, who said she wasn't into me, bro?
Broski? I mean, you can just assume things. You know what assuming does.
I think we all know. Is she into me? I think she told people that she was into me, right?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that.
You don't know about
what
that?
What are you talking about? But no, if a girl that you weren't into saved you from a fire, would you be like, I guess I have to, like...
A girl that I was into?
You weren't into.
I weren't into? Mm-hmm. If you she saved, into.
Yeah.
I am into or I am not
you're
into?
Not in, you're I'm not into. This girl.
And she saved my life.
Yeah. Would you feel obligated to, like, take her out or something?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or, like, on a date?
Yeah, definitely.
Dang. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess so.
I mean, this saved my life, you know?
What if her face was busted?
Her face, definitely, we're good people. We definitely would thank her, you know, take her out to a nice dinner. Yeah.
I mean, but like, what, like in a romantic way, like mm-hmm. she was like, hey, you know, do you want to like, you know, go get dinner sometime? It was obvious she was trying to like build some kind of relationship with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. She saved my life, man.
And her face is like totally busted.
Yeah.
What sure. if her like, what if she had one nostril?
What nostril?
Like she was born with a birth defect, and she only has one nostril.
One nostril, wet nostril.
One nostril,
one nostril,
and a wet nostril. It's one and wet. A wet one nostril.
Oh yeah, sure. Why not?
And like, and her nose is always running because she only had one nostril. She can only breathe through one nostril, and so like every now and then she'd have to like stop and start breathing through her mouth really like really hard, and then when she sniffled. Her nose would start flapping because there's only one large nostril. Would you still?
What the?
Would you still take her out on a date?
Oh yeah, yeah. She saved my life, man.
Would you take her out on a second date?
Okay.
So I had a dream. Since this topic is about dreams. I had a dream last night. So to preface this, I've been playing too much video games.
Mm-hmm.
One specific game called Metal Gear Solid, which is a game that just came out, Metal Gear Solid 5, which involves tactical espionage action, which is the term they use. But basically it's shooting people and being very sneaky with it. And so I had a dream last night, because I've been playing way too much of this game, that it was me and two other people were hunting three people, and they were hunting us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And my two partners, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get found and they get brutally murdered.
Yeah.
Like just like demolished and like tortured and killed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me alone hiding from these three individuals. One of them, which is like this country dude, right?
Yeah.
Which if I have a fear of anything, it's white men from the country. And so like I'm being hunted. I'm running, and like their main country dude finds me with a beard. That's the worst, when they have a beard.
Yeah.
That makes them really scary. And so he finds me, and he's like, I'm about to do things to you, like kill, like murder me, not like weird things to me. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I couldn't read his mind, even though it was my dream. But like it was so weird and so like creepy, and I was so frightened that I willed myself to wake up. I was like, oh my goodness, somehow get me out of the situation. I just woke up.
You
I woke up. It was like 8:30, and I was like, oh okay, dude, I'm free. I'm
good. We're the opposite, man. I did not want to wake up my dream from saving my love.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
If anything, like, have you ever woken up from a nightmare?
Woken? Yeah.
Like,
because
the nightmare was too intense.
Woken? Yeah, I woke up from it, but
it's a really weird, because when I woke up, I was like, did I really just will myself to wake up, or was it like the sound that my sister was like washing dishes or something? I don't know. I heard her say my name too. I didn't tell her this morning, but she I'm 80% positive that she was like she was saying my name, but because she was upset with me. Like I think she looked in the sink and saw those dishes. She was like, oh, blessing, and I heard that while I was asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm almost sure that happened, and I'm gonna confront her about it when I get the chance. But I heard that, I was like, should I go say something? Should I be like, should I apologize or something? I don't know. But I had a weird morning. And so I think that's all. That's really all I wanted to say with this topic, is that I had a weird morning. So is there anything else we have to say about dreams?
About dreams?
Have you ever had a lucid dream?
A lucid dream?
Yeah. Do you know what a lucid dream is?
I think
it's like one of those dreams where you can like control what's happening.
Oh yeah. Does this count as a lucid dream? It's like when you have a dream, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going pretty good. It's going pretty interesting. And you wake up, you go to the bathroom, and you're like, hey, that dream's pretty interesting. I'm gonna go back to sleep, and I'm gonna dream about it again. And you keep dreaming about it again.
I wish. I think I've tried to do that, but it never works.
It never works?
Yeah, it never worked for me. Like, I'm always like, man, that was a great dream. I want to have that dream again. Or, you know, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and like go back to sleep immediately, and it's a different dream. Even though I wanted to have that same dream.
What's the best dream that you ever had?
I don't know. I can't remember my dreams that well. But I did have one lucid dream where it's like I knew I was dreaming and I knew I could do whatever I want.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can make happen was like I can make popcorn appear in my hand. I couldn't do anything like better than that. I was like, I woke up and I was like, really? Popcorn? That's all I could do? And it was very upsetting. I could have had a new Bugatti. You know, I could have imagined I was at like I was skydiving. I could have been doing a lot of awesome things. Instead, I like willed popcorn into my hand, and I'm like, I'm trying not to laugh right now. Lillian is sitting right in front of us, and she's laughing, and she's interrupted the podcast. Yeah. So Lillian, if you want to leave, you can leave.
We have a live audience. Don't drive away our one live audience that actually enjoys our podcast. You know,
how many episodes of our podcast have you listened to, Lillian?
She's been on one, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really. It wasn't an official one though.
Official one.
I'm probably gonna bleep that part out because that is obscenity. That's obscenity. That counts as obscenity, so I'm gonna bleep that part out. You're just jealous. Jealousy.
Lillian just punched me.
Yeah. 21. 40 something.
Plus, he's really gonna bleep this part out. He doesn't know what.
Here's the thing about Lillian is that I don't need the world knowing that I'm associated with her in any way, shape, or form. Okay. It's not that she's a bad person.
It's just she's a bad person.
Exactly. And so, yeah. I'm going to boot that part out because that is obscenity. That's obscenity. Since we're on the topic of dreams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I heard it's your dream to, like, you know. You know what? Never mind. And I'm not even.
Are you trying to get back at me now?
I'm not even going to go there.
We know each other too much.
We already know.
We know each other too well, Blessing. We shouldn't, like, just go off on each other on the air.
Yeah, you're right. Real players don't die. Yeah. We multiply. Exactly.
Does that mean that we have to multiply right now?
Hey, I mean, like, yes. Topic number three.
So, is it my topic?
Yeah, it is your topic.
So, let me know what you find wrong with what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Blessing, can you please rub my back, no homo? What's wrong with this sentence?
The no homo part?
The no homo part.
Well, actually, the part where I'm rubbing your back. I'm not going to rub your back.
You're not going to rub my back?
No.
You haven't rubbed anybody's back before?
I'm not too into rubbing. I mean, I used to scratch my parents, my dad's back.
No rubbing backs?
I'm not too into rubbing the backs.
Not even in college?
I'm surprised you didn't say, like, let's multiply no homo.
But we can't, though. I mean, it's...
Wait, what?
This is the sad part. Like, you and I, we can't, like, multiply with each other. I mean, you and...
But I like, hate you so much. I need to write that down. Now I need to write that down again. 2330. Stop saying things I have to bleep out.
Is that wrong?
Once again, the world doesn't need to know that I am associated
with
this woman.
Okay, we're back. Blessing bleeped me out again.
I mean, I'm not going to bleep that much. People are still going to know that I'm going to leave the part where I say I'm not associated with her.
Because
people need to know. The world needs to know.
Okay.
What were you talking about? What's the topic? No homo.
No homo. What do you think about no homo?
So what do I think about
no homo? No, hold on. Like, you never rubbed anybody's back before?
No.
Not even in college?
Why am I rubbing people's back? Well, I don't have a reason to rub people's back.
You ever had a good time before? Just, like, drink some Gatorade and rub people's backs?
What kind of Gatorade are you drinking?
I don't know. Like,
you just drink that.
Not rubbing people's backs?
Red Zapple Gatorade.
Okay. So no homo. What do you think about no homo?
I don't like the term no homo.
Uh-huh.
Even though I used to use it in high school, because it was so spot on. So I have mixed feelings about no homo. I understand like the attitude behind no homo, because it's sort of like when I was saying in high school, I'd say it sort of is like a funny thing, right?
Yeah.
If I said something that sounded quote unquote homo or sounded like homosexual or something like that, right? I'd say it just. So, like, for comedic effect or to let people know I didn't mean it a certain way.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, I'm kind of like, I kind of understand, like, you probably shouldn't use the word homo because it's sort of like offensive. And when you use the word no homo, like, who, like, my thing with no homo is like, who cares anyway if you say something that sounds like it's gay?
Oh yeah, right? definitely.
Like, I mean, there's, like, when you say something, like, extreme that sounds like, gay, you had, well, if you say something extreme that sounds sexual at all, you gotta, like, kind of clarify yourself. But, like, it's kind of, it's, when you use the word no homo, it makes it sound like you're trying to, like, I don't know, distance yourself from that kind of person. Like, hey, bro, I love you. I'm not gay, though, but, I mean, but I feel strongly about our relationship.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's, I don't know, it's sort of a weird thing to, like, point out. Like, that's, this. Like, it's not like I say, like, yo, do you want to go to McDonald's? I'm not that hungry, though, but, I mean, do you want to go to McDonald's? It's just leave it alone. Who cares what you said? Yeah. It sounds slightly gay. Now, that being said, I do like the word pause. Have you heard people use that word pause?
No, I never heard that before.
So, it's more of like a hip-hop thing. Yeah. Where, like, people say something. It's sort of the same thing as no homo, where people say something and they say pause. But it sounds less offensive.
Oh, right? Okay.
Be like, I don't know. It's like, yo, me and Huey are hang out every night because we're buddies in the nighttime. Pause. You know, pause. That sounds like that's not the best example. Yeah. But like pause, sort of just like I understand what I said, and we're just gonna move on with it. It's sort of like the idea behind it. I don't know. How do you feel about the homo?
I feel like I get both sides. Like of the people that say it, it's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. But probably to people that are highly offended or to, like, homosexuals, maybe it is a big deal mm-hmm. to them. It's just basically saying, like, no homo.
Yeah, and I can definitely understand it from, like, sorry to interrupt you, by the way. Yeah. I can definitely understand it from the point of view of somebody who's gay mm-hmm. or somebody who's homosexual. Because, like, that's like you being like, hey, yo, you want to go play basketball? No black, though.
Yeah.
It's almost like the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you want to go drink some Kool-Aid and watermelon? No black, though.
It's like a stigma to it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I wouldn't want somebody to be saying that kind of stuff, you know, about me being black, so why would I say about that somebody being gay? Now, like, that being said, me personally, I understand saying it is, like, you're just, like, if, as a kid in high school, I understood it, right?
Yeah.
It was funny when I mm-hmm. said it. You know, now that I'm, like, sort of grown, I understand the situation where I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I think, I just feel like right now as, like, we're counted as grown-ups, right? We're counted as adults, right?
I guess, kind technically.
I just feel like we shouldn't say that. Who cares if we say something, like, so-called gay, right? Mm. Who cares? Like, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. It's like, exactly. I know, I'm not coming on to you whether I say something weird. And it's like, I joke around with that. I don't know if this is offensive to, like, gay people. I joke around with that. Like with people that I'll be like, hey, I'm gay. I'm gay. Like, or if I say something kind of weird and I just want to, it's kind of awkward, but I'll be like, hey, yeah, I meant that. I'm gay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's another conversation though. Cause I feel like some people can find that offensive.
Really though?
I feel like some people found that offensive. There's before offensive. I've been there when you said
oh,
that.
Oh yeah. And but it's that person though. That person gets offensive.
I mean, I feel like that person is a good representative of college students as a whole. Like, so I just watched, so I was telling you before, actually, I just watched the South Park episode, right?
Yeah.
Of like people who are super politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of making fun of, like, politically correct people, right? And I consider myself in that crowd of people who are, I'm politically incorrect in general. I mean, maybe not 100% of the time, but in general, I'm pretty, like, I'd like to think that I'm pretty appropriate and I take into account, like, all cultures and all kinds of people. But I really liked the episode because it was very, it was extreme, but it wasn't extreme, mm-hmm. right? Of, like, people who are, like, politically correct, they get uncomfortable with other people and what other people have to say.
Yeah.
Loosen up, though, for sure.
I mean, though.
I feel like, loosen up. But I sort of understand the notion of, like, if I was gay and you said that, I wouldn't be cool with that. And so you probably shouldn't say that in general.
Really?
Like, I mean, like, I understand people who think that way.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, being in a culture of, like throughout the last year, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in the environment of I'm a black person, right?
Yeah.
In the midst of the Black Lives Matters movement.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand the Black Lives Matter movement, especially, like, a lot of white people. Like, no, I shout out to white people because I have a lot of white friends that do get it, right?
Yeah, hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
all lives matter.
I mean, let's not get into that argument, because we can get into that argument. But like there are white people out there that don't understand, and there are people in general out there. There are black people out there that also don't understand it. But like I sort of get when people just don't get something.
Yeah,
you know. And like, and you're doing your best to explain, like, this is why I'm offended by it. when you say all white lives matter, right? This is why I'm offended, and some people just don't get it,
yeah,
right? Or when you say something like, I don't know, there's no racism left in America because we have a black president, right? I've tried my hardest to explain people why that's offensive or why they're just wrong,
yeah,
and they just don't get it. And it sort of opened my eyes to being like, okay, maybe this is how, like, gay people feel when somebody says, you know, for example, no homo, or when somebody says, or when somebody just, like, makes fun of my race, or when a Chinese person, you know, gets mad because somebody calls them Japanese, or, like, I feel like anybody has a right to be offended by anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And,
that's true.
You know, now, I feel like we also live in a free country
mm-hmm.
where we have freedom of speech, right?
Yeah.
So, feel free to say whatever you want to say. But like the ramifications of it, you know, that's on you. And so if you get fired, like if you get fired from your job because you said something stupid or you said something racist, then I mean that's on you, right?
Say whatever
the heck you want to say, right? Like me and you, we joke a lot, right? We say offensive things.
Yeah. But we don't say it in front of like our pastors or our like
you know? I know when I cross the line.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I watch where like who I say say certain things in front of, right? And so I think you should be able to say whatever the heck you want to say. You know, don't say the N-word though.
Don't say
if I don't hear you saying the N-word, I'm going to find you and I won't murder you, but I'll preach the gospel to you.
Yeah, and don't say chink though. For sure don't say chink. Yeah. If you say chink
Watch what you say. I mean, if you're a racist person, then you're a racist, and you're allowed to be racist.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to be racist.
I mean, you're perfectly allowed to be racist. Like, it's not illegal to be racist. So go ahead and be racist, fam. You know, and you don't even have to be racist in my presence. You can be racist in private. You know, but if I find out you're being racist in private, Hulk Hogan, then we're gonna have some problems. Like we're gonna have some problems. And so I say, what did I say? All that to say, I say all that to say that.
No.
I get politically correct. I get when people, I get why she was like, you know, she seemed kind of like, you know, taken off by you saying like, yeah, I'm gay, and you didn't, you know, obviously you're joking.
Yeah.
But I understand when people are offended by certain things that don't really seem offensive. I'm just like, all right, if you want to be offended, be offended, you know, then take action. Like if you're hanging out with somebody who says offensive things and you're offended, you know. Go ahead and make your point to them, and if they keep doing that, just don't be friends with them. You know.
Yeah.
And I think on the same point, like we should all try to be decent to people around us, right? You know, I'm not gonna make white jokes around my white friends who are uncomfortable with white jokes. I usually don't make white jokes in general anyway, but you know, just as an example, right? There's a time and place for everything.
Yeah.
And so when there's a time for my offensive jokes or quote unquote offensive jokes, then there's a time for it, I guess. But when there's not. When it's not time for it, then it's definitely not time for it because somebody is going to get murked.
So basically, I'm going to conclude like whatever you said. Like, this is what I got out from what you said, right? Mm-hmm. I think you said it before. Like, if you want to make, like, you know, jokes, make jokes. It's a free country. You know, it's a free country protected by the First Amendment, but there are consequences of what you say.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, I there are some, like, that's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And even like to bring up another example, I told you about this before, but like the comedian, I can't remember his name, but he played Kramer on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And he went up and he did stand up, right? And stand up comedians, they usually stand up comedians are known for saying whatever they want, you know, but it, like it's funny. It's their job to go up there and make people laugh. And that's what they're doing, right? Kramer went up there and he just started like spitting out the N-word. Like this is a white guy. And he's like starts like saying like things about like black people and calling them N-word and stuff, and the people in the audience were just not having it.
Yeah,
and the people in the audience were like what the heck, and they were like leaving and yelling at him and stuff. And that's the end of his stand-up career because he went up there and he said something and it was offensive and it just didn't work out for him. And one thing I like to always keep in mind is that if you say something, if you make an offensive joke,
yeah,
if it's not funny, then it's just offensive. Yeah. So if you're gonna make an offensive joke, it better be hilarious. Because if not, then people are gonna get offended. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we've even seen this happen to people where like I've seen somebody on like our group text make a joke, right? It was a joke like directed about, I think it was about
Caitlyn Jenner.
It was about Caitlyn Jenner, yeah. And it wasn't that funny of a joke.
It wasn't.
But because it wasn't that funny of a joke, somebody in that group text, you know, got offended and, you know, confronted them about it.
Yeah.
Okay. That was awkward. Hey, you don't need to put it
out there. Oh.
Yeah, but like. But yeah,
well, that's really a bummer, man. That's just sad.
You don't get to talk anymore because you're too close to the situation. Oh. But like, I mean, that's life, right?
Yeah.
Just watch what you say. Like, even that same person who got offended, I showed them like later on a different picture.
Oh yeah,
like, an even more offensive.
That was worse.
A worse picture, but it was a funny. It was funny though.
Yeah.
And so like they didn't even mind it.
Yeah, you know? They laughed about it. They were like, they laughed about it. Yeah.
And so once again, if you're gonna make an offensive joke, make that joke hilarious.
I think it's just because that person didn't really like that person that much. That's okay. Like, because
we don't get to talk about that situation anymore. Because people might listen to this and they'll probably catch on to that we're talking about them.
Oh, okay.
And someone might get offended.
Oh yeah. Oh, too bad.
Just like our whole conversation right now.
No homo. Pause.
Pause.
Blessing, can you like rub this oil in my inner thigh? Pause.
That's. See, okay, so that's a different situation. That is definitely just, like,
no?
Unacceptable.
What if I had, like, a mosquito bite and I can't reach it?
You can reach it.
Like, what if I'm, like, occupied? What if, like, I'm juggling, like something, and I'm like, hey, it's really itching. Like, can you, like, rub this, like, oil to help me, like, stop this itch?
Okay, well, here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
Is that the answer will be no.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am uncomfortable with that situation.
You never rubbed nobody's inner thigh before?
No, not as far as I can remember.
Not even in college?
Here's a question, because we have like 8 minutes before we can actually end this podcast, because this podcast is supposed to be 45 minutes to an hour,
mm-hmm.
And so we're just going to be off the cuff now. Would you ever shave your wife's legs?
Yeah, I'll shave my wife's legs. Why?
Would you really? Because I wouldn't. I don't know. I feel like it's weird to shave somebody else's legs.
If her legs don't look like freaking Chewbacca's legs, I mean,
if you're going to shave them, they probably do. I mean, you're not going to shave some hairless legs. You're going to shave some hairy legs.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Probably a little bit of hair, but not really that much. I doubt, like, she has that much testosterone. I mean, does testosterone, like, produce, like, that much hair? Am I right?
I mean, I don't know. I've seen a lot of, like, girls with, like, hair on their arms and stuff.
I don't know. Like, I'm sorry to say this, but, like, sometimes I just can't stand girls with armpit hair.
I mean, you have armpit hair, though.
I have armpit hair, yeah.
I feel you on that.
Is that kind of, like, sexist? Is that kind of sexist?
See, some people say... Okay, here's the thing. Some people would say... That is sexist.
Mm-hmm.
To say that like men should have armpit hair and women shouldn't. To those people, go somewhere. Because here's the thing about women with armpit hair, right? I'm not judging you. You could be a good person mm-hmm. and have armpit hair. You know, you can like do whatever the heck you want. If it keeps you warm, it keeps you warm, right? I mean, just shave the armpit hair. It's kinda like okay, if I was to be honest, it's kinda gross, but that's to me.
Yeah.
For girls to have armpit hair, but that's just me being a man, right? That's just me being like that's me being I don't know, maybe sexist. Uh-huh. I don't care though. Like, I guess what I'm saying is it's unattractive, you know, to me at least. Maybe there's some dudes out there that are into the armpit hair.
Mm-hmm. And guys or girls, I just learned this like last week. I came up with this conclusion. Whether you're a guy or a girl, this is not like anything sexist. It's like no matter if you're a guy or a girl, don't let people see that you have holes in your socks. If you have holes in your socks, get some new socks.
Dude, I had holes in my socks throughout all of high school because I was a dancer, and so like I was always like grinding the mugs on the ground because I danced in my socks. But I feel you though. Like, here's the thing about I kind of get it because like people because when you wear socks,
mm-hmm.
you always have the idea of like, okay, I'm gonna have shoes over these, so nobody's gonna know I have holes in my socks. That never worked out for me. I wore a lot of Airwalk shoes, not because I was poor, but because I liked Airwalk shoes. Or not, Payless shoes, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were Airwalk shoes, but I wore a lot of Payless shoes, not because I was poor, but because I liked the style of Payless shoes. And I thought, like, the Payless shoes look cool. But, like, the thing about Payless shoes is that they start to tear up. And so, like, I would have, like, holes in my socks and holes in my shoes. People would just be looking at my feet like, what the heck is going on? Like, what are those? Like, what are those? And so, yeah, if you have holes in your socks, like, I mean... see Huey, because Huey will buy you some new socks.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and yeah.
Unless that's the style. If that's the style you're trying to pull off, then do you, boo-boo, but...
But for sure, shave your armpit here, though.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? If I said that...
Unless you don't care, yeah. Then if you don't care, then...
If you don't care, if you don't care.
Yeah, then leave it there.
If you don't ever want any guy to date you...
No, I'm saying, just wear... If you don't shave your armpit hair, mm-hmm. and you want to still come off as, I don't know, attractive, maybe,
yeah.
then wear some sleeves.
Wear some sleeves.
And they'll never know until you get married one day, and then all of a sudden, like... It's like, what are those? Yeah.
If I, like, I love women. Like, I consider myself a feminist.
You don't consider yourself no feminist. If you don't get out of here.
If I offended anybody.
We just had this conversation, like, 2 days ago.
If I offended anybody by saying that, like, women should shave their armpit hair, I'm sorry.
No, women should shave their armpit hair.
They should shave. But do you think men should shave their armpit hair, though?
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Because I feel like men should not shave their armpit hair.
I might shave my armpit hair. I've never shaved my armpit hair. Uh-huh. But I was looking in the mirror today, and... I don't know. It seems like it's getting too much. Because I wore a sleeveless shirt
mm-hmm.
for the first time in like years. Right?
Oh, a tank top?
No, it was like a jersey. It was like a basketball jersey.
Oh,
it was a really sexy basketball jersey. It's black and white.
It's cool.
It has
like
graffiti
body.
Letters yeah. on it. And yeah, I like looked in the mirror. I was like, man, I have my armpit hair might be off the chain.
Oh man, mine too. Like I need to. I
you're fine because you have like your hair consistency is like you got that Asian hair consistency, right?
Asian hair.
And so like your armpit hair is like smooth. When mine just looks like an afro.
Oh, just curly.
It's like it looks like a jungle under there.
I need to like I'm not saying like I need to, like shave the whole thing off, but I need to do some trimming, man. Mine's like coming out.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
Yeah, mine's like
I want to be able to wear sleeveless shirts and not be like self conscious
and not like it's like your armpit hair is like talking to the other person. It's like you're having a conversation with that person. And your armpit hair is like talking to the other person too. It's like
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, my armpit hair is like
freaking Sesame Street under your arm,
like Oscar the Grouch under your arm.
Wait, what did you say?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, Oscar the Grouch. I thought you said Asura's Wrath. I was like, that's a very deep cut. Asura's Wrath was like a video game that came out for PS3 about like this anime. You know, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you're a freaking nerd.
I am a freaking nerd. I'm a very much freaking nerd. Let's see. We have 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left. Oh.
So what's your shirt about? Stitch Him Up.
Stitch Him Up. Oh, Stitch Him Up is one of my favorite fighters. He's a kickboxer. A world champion kickboxer.
Is his name Stitch Him Up?
No, his nickname is Stitch Him Up.
Oh, okay.
His real name is Joe Schilling.
Okay, I haven't heard of him.
He trained with the Diaz brothers.
Okay, I know them.
And he's a beast, man. This guy fights like three or four times a night and goes out for cigarette breaks. This guy is a freaking beast.
Oh, speaking of that, actually, we can talk about this, which I think we were going to talk about on the podcast before, but I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Weed in the MMA.
Mm-hmm.
MMA fighter got in trouble for smoking weed. What's his name?
Nick Diaz.
Okay, Nick.
So suspended 5 years and 33% of his like $500,000 purse or something like that.
How do you feel about that? Because I feel like that's kind of stupid.
That's I get where they're going at because he got suspended one time before. So for smoking weed, it was like Pride 33. He fought Takanori Gomi. After he beat Takanori Gomi, he tested positive for weed.
Mm-hmm.
And then so this is his second strike. But I think 5 years is too much. John Jones tested positive for cocaine, and he didn't get no years off. So no, he didn't get no suspension. So I just feel like this is like too much.
Yeah, 5 years does seem like a long time for weed. It's not even like, it's not steroids or anything.
It's weed. Kind of like, I get it because Nick Diaz, he's not like, he's a superstar, but he's kind of like, if you're into MMA, his persona is like a bad boy type persona. He's like, he's loved by many because he's like as real as it gets. You know,
yeah, he's like the Draco of fighting.
Draco fighting, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like the Eminem of fighting.
Okay.
Like he says wherever he wants.
Okay.
And then, you know, he tells the truth, but they said that like outside the ring, outside the like the cage, or whatever, he's like a super nice guy. That's what I heard, and you could tell though he's like super humble, super nice.
So he's like Eminem in the cage, he's Will Smith in the street.
You could say that. He's like Denzel in the street. Denzel in the street. Like he's like super nice.
Miley Cyrus in the cage.
Miley Cyrus. If you look up his fights, oh man, he smacks his opponent. He calls them the B word, and I mean it's all mental. You know, he's trying to play the mental game.
I'd do the same thing if I was in a fight with somebody. Who's trying to kill me?
Yeah, I know.
Like, you gotta do whatever you can to like get into their mental. But like, that's an interesting thing, though. Like,
but weed. Like, sorry to interrupt you, but weed. It actually, I think I listened to his podcast. They said that weed actually is a performance enhancement drug for basketball.
Interesting. Oh, for basketball.
Because it slows everything down for you. It helps you like pass. It slows everything down. I don't know for like fighting, but I never tried smoking weed like while boxed. I never smoked weed before, but they said that weed, I think it helps you with your pain. and it's like an inflammatory stuff. And then like those ultra marathon runners, they smoke weed because they it helps them like with their pain and helps them with their like inflammation. So
for the record, we're not like we're not promoting weed.
Yeah, we're not promoting weed
on this podcast. Yeah,
legalize weed.
No. I mean, if you want, I don't care. Okay. I mean, if smoke weed if it's legal, then do whatever the heck you want to your own body. But we're not promoting. If you're a weed company and you would like to sponsor this podcast,
yeah,
then reach out because then we might promote weed.
Hey, it's cool. We can move to like Colorado or like Denver and do our podcast.
This is like the worst Christian-based podcast. Just change the name to like Awkward Sinners or something.
Awkward Sinners.
But yeah, do whatever.
We're all sinners, right? Nobody's perfect. Jesus is perfect. Yeah.
Exactly, Miley Cyrus. You got 30 seconds left. Jeez. Actually, 30 seconds is enough for me to plug my social media accounts. Son, Twitter, @BlessingJR. Instagram, @BlessingJR. Snapchat, BlessingJR. Follow me on any of those. Or not. Do whatever you want. Huey, where can the people find you?
Oh, Instagram, Huey Gao. HueyGao.
Perfect.
And then you'll find me, my profile picture is me like sitting down with some sunglasses looking all pretentious. Yeah, and then follow me if you want to. Don't follow me like please follow me. My Instagram followers is like pathetic. It's like 100 something followers.
I mean, that's not pathetic for like a normal person, I guess.
But I'm not a normal person though.
That's a true point. I have 1,000 friends on Facebook. Really? And it's been at 1,000 for like a year. I just stopped receiving friend requests all of a sudden.
Is that good or bad, 1,000 friends? Because I don't have Facebook. I'm not on Facebook.
I mean, it's fairly good. The thing is, I've had Facebook since like 2007.
Yeah.
And so I think to have Facebook for that many years and to always be on Facebook every day is probably really bad.
Yeah.
The max friends you can have on Facebook is 5,000. And so I'm 1/5 of the way there. But don't add me on Facebook if you don't know me. If you do know me, add me on Facebook. Actually, if you don't know me, and you have a loving relationship with Christ, and you're single and under the age of
age of 18, under the age of 25. If you're interested, if you're a strong Christian woman, if you're interested in a black guy who likes video games, who likes to dance, who's intelligent, who's knowledgeable, go for it. Blessing Adoya.
You think Adoya. I'm intelligent? Yeah, that means a lot to me.
You're intelligent.
Am I though?
Kind of. Yeah, you're intelligent.
And you're a good fighter. Hugh.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
You know, you got that like, you got the muscles.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I can't really see them unless you flex, but you got them though. I'm sure they're there.
Do you want me to take my shirt off?
No, don't.
Do you want me to take my shirt off, Lillian? No. Yeah.
Lillian just nodded, said yes.
She said yeah, but nah, not for
now. Lillian, she's on her knees begging for Huey to take a shot off. It's really weird. We're gonna end this podcast because this just ended on a really weird note. You can get up, Lillian, and sit back down. Thank you.
Awkward individual.
Awkward individuals is a podcast. I upload the podcast every Tuesday. It's me and my friend Huey. We're both cool. And we're both kind of awkward.
and we're both sexy as. Oh, never mind. No.
Well, I mean. Sexy is it's. Sexy.
We're both handsome. We're both good. We're both decent looking guys. We're both not.
It's subjective, though. So like, you might be sexy to one person, but not sexy to the next. Yeah, right?
We're not sexy. I'm a mess, man.
Like to Lillian, who's over here begging for you to take your shirt off. You might be sexy to her.
Yeah.
But to the average person,
I don't know. I'm not.
Or to like another random person, yeah, I guess.
I'm not sexy. I'm a mess.
Like to somebody who's like dating. Really? You're going to wait till the end of this podcast to freaking cough? I hope that people can hear your coughing, and I hope they take delight in it.
Take delight in it. They take delight in her coughing.
Delight, not delight.
Oh, delight. Oh, yeah. Delight. Oh. I thought you said they take delight in it. It's like, oh, Lillian's coughing is going to make our podcast famous. It's like, how horrible are we? Delight?
No, I mean, I'm talking about delight. Like, they hear her coughing and they're overjoyed because...
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, overjoyed. Oh, okay. They're, like, so happy. Okay. Like, her cough makes us famous. Like, it's like, oh, they tune in to, like, our podcast.
I'm not saying her cough makes us famous. I'm just saying they hear her cough.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, they're just, like, they're just overjoyed to hear her suffer.
Oh, to hear her suffer. I thought, like, her cough is, like, so amusing to, like, people.
No, why would her cough be amusing? It's Lillian.
It's Lillian.
All right. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Be safe. Be blessed.